If there's one guy who appreciates a snow event, it would be Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I love getting in the new snows. Now, you really, you did a great job right there in pointing out that the models are not finalized yet, and there's different models, and I always believe when it comes to weather to wait until the time is closer before we do it. It was really an interesting thing during my time that I was teaching with my students, and I would say, oh, forecast is for 2 to 6 inches of snow. That's not what they heard. They heard, we're getting 6 inches of snow. It was interesting because there is a tendency to do that. I've always also thought how the Weather Service gives themselves a little leeway when they say things like 2 to 6 inches of snow. Well, look at the big gap they give themselves. So, that's, and then also they give a new forecast. They give an updated forecast. So we phenologists do not predict weather. We comment on it, but we do not predict it. Now, I wanted to say quite a bit about the snow and how the tracks are, but before I do that, I want to comment a bit on some of the temperatures. Today, temperatures up in the upper 30s, a mild day yesterday, also mild tomorrow, and so forth. Okay, well, it was a year ago. We tend to forget real quickly, and that's one of the reasons why I keep good records, is a year ago, we had mid-40s. So, this may be mild, but it's not the only one. Now, Lisa, you were around here in the 90s. We had an interesting January in 94, where the record cold set for this date happened in 1994, minus 33. So, yes, January can give us, look at the Leeward difference between those. There's over 70 degrees difference between those 2 days. Yeah, January can give us some really interesting days. Well, I found since we last spoke, we did have cold. Matter of fact, at my house, I had on the 13th, I had 27 below zero, the coldest temperature for the whole month at my house. It certainly doesn't seem like it right now. We also had some precipitation, and we, of course, had that wonderful wind. Who could forget the wind on Monday, the 15th? Especially if you were out in it, you would not forget that. But we've had some interesting things that have happened. Now, I wanted to comment, like I said, mostly about the critters and how they've been active now. I find when we get mild days, there is a case of at the opposite of activity at one spot, but there's plenty of activity elsewhere. The one that loses its activity is the bird feeders. I find that I've been getting what I call my delightful dozen or my daily dozen of species of birds that come by every day when it's cold. They fluff up their feathers and they come by for feeding. They need to stoke the furnace to get through these really cold days. However, when the days get mild, a lot less shows up. Maybe in some days only about half of them show up. What does that tell us? It tells us they really do not need our food that we put out. They can find food elsewhere, and they probably decide they want to have a break in their diet and eat elsewhere. And so they don't show up as much at the feeder. They do, however, remain quite active, and they go off to find other things, including finding insects. And yes, there are some insects, if you know where to look and how to look, there are some insects that are out on the winter days. Then there is the critters that move around through and on the snow. And I find the tracks are a little bit limited when we have the very cold days. I was mentioning walking at minus 27. I took a walk that morning. I did not see many tracks, however. Later in the week, a couple days later, there are plenty of other tracks. We're not the only ones who slow down and go into shelter when it gets real cold. So do a lot of the critters. Well, yesterday and the day before, both days, I went out on did some skiing, and both times I found about a dozen kinds of tracks. Now, if you're going to identify tracks, I think it's just a wonderful winter activity, but you need to really look at them well, and you need to look at quite a few tracks. If we respond to a single footprint, we are not really necessarily knowing what's going on. But if we look at the whole pattern that's out there, then we can find out more. So I came up with a little formula that says footprint plus gait equals tracks. The gait is either walking or hopping. And in our area here, we probably have about an equal number of each. We have the walkers are things like deer, fox, coyote. I've been seeing their tracks every day. And then we have things like the hoppers, our squirrels, and rabbits, and the members of the weasel family. The members of the weasel family have been quite active in the last few days. I went for a long period of time without seeing, at least a couple of weeks, without seeing any weasel tracks at all. And then in the last couple of days, I've seen just a plethora of them. They get hungry. They got to go out and eat. Now, the weasel, there are a couple kinds of weasels, but the short-tailed weasel that we call ermine in the wintertime, it turns white, and it is a predator, and it is goes out and searches for food. Now, it's quite small, and so when it's going for its meals, its prey, it's usually looking for things like mice. Well, the white-footed mice, also called deer mice, have been quite active, too. Their tracks are just abundant in the woods. And the field mice, also called voles, they stay pretty much under the snow. However, they do come up to the surface every so often, making these little openings I call vole holes. Well, the weasel tracks have been around both of those. Now, if you look at, like I say, if you look at the whole pattern, you not only can tell what's there, but you can also tell what's going on. So, yeah, this is a good time to get out and check animal tracks. There's also other things happening in the snow. Yesterday and the day before, both, I came upon grouse tracks. And in one case, I found where the grouse had buried itself. We now have enough snow on the ground that the grouse can bury itself under snow. Now, we may not think of that as being a very smart thing to do. However, the snow is a good insulator. And if they bury themselves in the snow, what they typically do, they'll fly into or walk into the snow and then to do a little tunneling so they're a little further under the snow. And they can sit there, and they may stay there for several days. Now, if we're getting this snowstorm as they forecast, they could wait out the whole storm there. The other place that a lot of animals go at this time when we do have things like a snowstorm moving in is underneath spruce trees. Spruce trees hold the snow, and the branches bend way down, and they create these little hiding places underneath. I have, around my house right now, I have a junco that has decided to winter by itself, male junco, and it is seeking under spruce trees as a place of shelter. A lot of these other smaller birds, like the red poles, they'll also go into the conifers, but they tend to go a little bit higher. A junco is a bird of the ground, and so it will take its hiding place down there, as do rabbits and hares, and I've been seeing plenty of their tracks lately now, too. So, yeah, it's really a good activity. Get out there and take a look and try to find out what they are. Photograph a few, but don't just photograph one. If you're going to come back and then try to look it up, there are plenty of references out there now with animal tracks. And you need to look at a few tracks. A good idea to make note of where you saw the tracks and then also the size of the tracks. And, yeah, good luck. You're going to find quite a bit. The days continue to get longer. This past week on the 16th, we had 9 hours of daylight for the first time since Thanksgiving, and we moved towards February. The other thing of note is this. If you took the possible date of...
We lost Larry. Lost you for a whole second there. A whole second.
Am I back?
You're back now, but I was worried that an ermine got you or something. So,
oh my gosh!
Right?
The gremlins of the air caught us.
Yeah, they did. The cell phone gremlins. So right after you
said,
I just want to say
one last thing. This is the sign of the season moving on. I mentioned how the first day we got below zero was the 10th of November, and we almost never get below zero after the 20th of March. Well, that's 130 days. Well, halfway through 130 days, 65 days is about now. So you can say we're about halfway through the below zero 10. Now we're not halfway below. We're not halfway through the snow season. No, that will continue. But we're probably about halfway through the below zero. And at my house, it's happened 25 days so far. So, yeah, I'd be okay about the winter. This has been a mild stroll coming up. It's an okay winter.
We have a January.
Get out and enjoy it.
You bet. Thank you so much, Larry.
Here.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.